This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
Woo! Man, it feels good to be back.
Woohoo! Are we back? Oh, yeah, we had a week off.
We had a week off. We talked to Mike during this week off. We had the iHeart Music Festival, which, Ashley, let's rate it. I'd say A+ this year.
8+ or A+?
A+.
A+. Absolutely.
Another great year. Jessica was there. Jared was there with you. Great group of people. A lot more chill than years past.
We don't go out anymore.
I think we're just getting old.
I mean, like, I like it. I love not going out. And as I get older, I find myself more and more intimidated and shy in groups of more than five. It's really bad. Like, Jared and I are both becoming, like, super introverted. I think it has to do with age, and I think it has to do with just being, like, married. Yeah. Because if we're not, like, at dinner with a small group of friends, we kind of, like, shell up a bit. And you are the complete opposite. You are, like, Mr. Extrovert. You thrive and energize yourself off of people.
You know I'm, like, a very strong introvert.
No! But you think you recharge in private?
Oh, Ash, like, you, yeah. Like, we always see each other at events, and we always see each other, like, at podcasts. One of the most interesting things I think that people don't know is I am a huge introvert.
That is something I actually didn't know about you, because you do really seem to be so full of energy in big groups and in front of audiences.
But it's exhausting for me.
Okay, like, it is exhausting. I did not know that. You hide it well.
Yeah. And I mean, maybe it'll help me make a little more sense. Like, if you ever catch me and I'm like a little down or a little tired or like not as sociable, it's probably because it's coming off of like a big event, like where I've been around a lot of people. It's why I've only done like 3 meet and greets since my bachelor time, is because, not because they're terrible, they're not the best, but because they wear me out to a point where I'm no longer myself.
Yeah, I get that. I totally get it.
It's tough. I mean, so. Yeah, iHeartFest was great this year, and we had a really good team there. We did a couple great podcasts, some of my favorite we've ever done. The one with Mike Johnson's up right now. It's the Almost Famous In-Depth podcast. As you all know, as listeners, we do a podcast probably, I'd say, 4 times a year with a bachelor or bachelorette contestant that has a story that we really want to just tell in length, and Mike definitely had that. I thought it was one of the most humbling and interesting conversations we've had since we started this thing.
Yeah, those are the kind of conversations that I think fulfill us most as hosts. I actually just asked producer Amy upstairs if we could sprinkle in a good amount of those throughout this off season, because I think that they are the most captivating to our audience, and we get most invested in them as well.
Yeah, should we just take us? I mean, I think we should take a poll.
The audience has
been great about it. Listeners, if you like the in-depth episodes, or if you dislike them, no harm, no foul, please tweet us at hashtag the Almost Famous Podcast, or email us at Ben and Ashley iHeartMedia.com. It's not Ben and Ashley I, it's Ben and Ashley.
Oh, yeah. Ben and Ashley at iHeartMedia.com. And make sure that you tell us which couples or which contestants you want to hear from in the in-depth form the most.
Ooh, good. Yeah, help us out a little bit. That's nice, Ash. Good job. Ashley, we've gotten off of iHeartFest. We're now in the off season. This off season is going to be action packed, full of great people. And I'm thinking we're starting the off season with some of the two biggest names in Bachelor and Bachelorette history. Caitlin Bristowe and Jason Tardik are going to be in studio today talking about their newest project.
Yes, I'm so excited about that. We will also have their friend, musician Brett Kiesel, in the studio as well. Why don't we talk about these Bachelor hot topics before they arrive?
I would love to. And following that, Ashley, just before we dive into all the juicy, juicy details of Bachelor Nation, Whitney Franzoe will be coming on to do the Who the Heck Are You? I don't know if you'll need that with her. She's captivated audience since the beginning. But we're going to bring her on to get to know Whitney a little bit better. But Ashley, what stories in Bachelor Nation are making you go, wow?
Okay, well, Tyler Cameron this past week told ET that he and Gigi Hadid are just good friends, which kind of mind-boggled a lot of us who saw him attend her grandmother's funeral less than a month ago in Europe. I don't know that you just bring your good friend who you happen to be spotted visiting their apartment late night to the grandma funeral. But it seems OK Magazine is reporting that Tyler and Gigi, the fling, may be officially over, and that there are rumors spreading that he and Christina Shulman have been spotted. And so there might be something going on between the two of them, but those might be assumptions. Just because somebody's spotted, does it really mean anything? Usually it does.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting to say the least, right? I mean, Christina has definitely is one of the, like, the biggest names in the franchise. Tyler obviously just came off of his season as a rock star, dates Gigi Hadid. If they are over, which OK Magazine is reporting, and he is dating Christina, I wonder how this – I wonder how Bachelor Nation is going to respond. You know, he's not the Bachelor, but he's in a Bachelor relationship. Do you think Bachelor Nation wraps their arms around this couple and says, you're one of us?
I'm not sure, but I do think that a lot of people are wondering how Tyler feels not being the Bachelor now that he may no longer be with Gigi. Because did he skip out on that opportunity possibly so that he could date the supermodel?
Well, questions I don't know if they'll ever be answered. We got to get Tyler on again to ask him. But until then, Bachelor Nation, look out for who Tyler Cameron is dating now. It's big news no matter who he is dating because he is still beloved. Speaking of dating.
Wait, Ben. I just found out a little more information about this Christina thing. They were actually spotted at a sponsored event together. And it doesn't seem like a lot of Bachelor. Well, there were some mean comments under the post. Being like, no, WTF, no, oh my God, please, no, this ruined my day. It seems like people don't like this coupling. They also, the OK Magazine article, people are not fond of it, and it doesn't seem like it was an official dinner date.
Okay. Well, we know how this stuff plays out. Ashley, you and I have been around for long enough to know that once a Bachelor Nation, or once Bachelor Nation connects, it sometimes... a lot of times leads to more. I don't know. We have nothing more than this, but it's not shocking to think that people will get back together and connect from the show. You have something in common. You have a shared experience in common. You know each other, and you know each other are both single and looking. It makes sense that people would start dating. Ashley, speaking of dating, Nick Vile and Rachel Bilson have been rumored to be together. It has not yet been denied by Rachel or Nick. They have both been in interviews and asked about it. What do we know?
I know that Rachel was at Nick's birthday party on Friday night here in LA. I was there. I got to talk to her. She's super sweet and definitely a Bachelor super fan. And that's all I really know.
Does it feel like there could be chemistry?
I'd say there's chemistry for sure.
I once remember listening to Nick's podcast and Rachel was on, and Rachel and Nick definitely flirted in a way, like, you know, we've had guests on where we've like complimented and like danced with and flirted around with. But this one was like, oh, there's something here.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys, time will tell. It's not going to be hidden for too long.
No, I mean, hey, if it's a thing, it's a thing, and good for them for pursuing something they both want. Hey, Ashley, now let's get into outside the couples. Hannah B. is destroying Dancing with the Stars. I mean, she's crushing it right now. Mm-hmm. Doing a great job of dancing. People are loving on her. And Colton Underwood and Cassie show up to Dancing with the Stars a little unexpected because Cassie and Kaylin are really good friends. So what it makes me assume is that Kaylin and Hannah are probably pretty good and that Cassie and Hannah are good. I mean, is this an assumption that's fair?
I think it's totally fair. I mean, they did put their feud to rest on Colton season, and at the Women Tell All, they seem to be cordial, to say the least. So yeah. I think they're totally fine.
I think so too. And a lot of the articles that have came out that have talked about, you know, Colton and Cassie showing up have been asking the question: is it weird to support your ex like this and then bring your current girlfriend there? You know, it's different with me. Back when I was on the show, I think there are certain girls that we would have definitely gone and supported. Like, I would have loved to support them. And then there was others that I think would have made, you know, Lauren and probably myself a little uncomfortable to go out of our way to meet with them. Mm-hmm. Just based on wisdom and health. Like no other reason. No, like there was no vengeful feelings. There was no issues. It's just like, hey, probably stay away. And it feels like from what we know about Colton and Cassie's relationship, they're probably so good that they can go and visit anybody from that season and be fine.
I will say that I think that Cassie probably watched Hannah and Colton's relationship and she was like, yeah, they don't have anything together. So she doesn't really feel threatened by that whatsoever. Also, speaking about exes supporting exes, Becca Kufrin recently told E! That I think everyone learned something from the show, whether they had a good time or not. They always just learn something and take away from it. So that's all you can ask for. She also said that she supports him and that she wishes him the best and she wants him to find love, but paradise isn't always for everyone.
It's been really refreshing, Ashley. I think we're in this new wave of Bachelor Nation cast members where they get off the show and instead of laying out a bunch of excuses and blaming it on editing and blaming it on all these things, all these factors – they're taking it and they're saying, no, I made a mistake. I wasn't my best self and maybe I wasn't the self I wanted to be, but I'm getting better and I learned from it from being on the show, which is really refreshing. And I actually think the audience will respond better to them with that mentality than the one of blame it on editing. And we all just go, come on, that's not true.
Yeah, I agree. Because usually when it comes to editing, there was something wrong done anyway.
And moving outside of Bachelor Nation a little bit, not really, we're going to talk about Wells Adams, who did participate in the franchise, is still participating in the franchise as the bartender in Paradise. And Sarah Hyland, his fiance, have not asked Chris Harrison to officiate their wedding. Here's a question, and you just recently were married, and I've thought about this before as well. Is there a pressure on you to ask Chris? Now, for me, you know, I get why you would, and I'd also understand why you wouldn't. What's that balance?
It never crossed our mind to have Chris officiate. We love Chris. He's a friend. He's not a good friend. You know, he's a guy that's been around for a lot of our story, but he's a guy that also was involved in a part of our story that just wasn't the most positive components of it. And we wanted somebody who knew us inside and out, who spent a lot of quality time with us, not somebody who we just pretty much saw on sets or the occasional event or dinner. We wanted somebody who was like a best friend to officiate. Mm-hmm. And that's why we chose Alon Gale, who, yeah, is part of the franchise, but also knows our souls and he knows our personalities so well. And yeah, so Chris Harrison was just never on our radar for that job, especially since we got married off camera.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. And I mean, I think Chris is great and he does lead the franchise. But understand, when it comes to officiating your wedding, that is a very personal choice. And also, Sarah wasn't associated really with Bachelor Nation. So it would feel a little odd unless they were that close. So makes sense. No harm, no foul. I'm assuming Chris will be there. And if he isn't, that makes sense too. But hey, don't look into it too much. They've just chosen some other path.
Hey, Ben, before we move on, there are two things I want to talk about. I want to correct myself when I said that maybe Tyler regrets not being the Bachelor if he is indeed broken up with Gigi, because he did tell Lauren Zima, Chris Harrison's girlfriend, last week that he was asked to be the Bachelor. Of course, that's no duh. But his heart wasn't 100% there. I wonder if his heart wasn't 100% there because his heart was kind of with Gigi.
Well, and see, this is where maybe you and I differ, Ashley. And I wonder what all the listeners think. I am not shocked. I am shocked that he was asked to be the Bachelor.
You're shocked that he was asked to be the Bachelor?
Yeah. I think it didn't fit the mold. He came off of this thing a rock star. Everybody loved him, knew him. He was already, kind of back with Hannah right away, which, hey, let him pursue what they got to do. And then he was dating Gigi. It would have been uncommon. I remember when I was asked to be the Bachelor, they had asked me, hey, are you dating anybody between the Bachelorette and Bachelor? And I wasn't, for reasons, because it just is a whirlwind of experience. And I remember when Sean Lowe was the Bachelor, I think he had dated a girl maybe in between for a week or something. And it became a story that like he had gone on a date after the Bachelorette before he was the Bachelor. And it was a big story. So I don't think it would have fit. Like, I think people would have asked, why are you the Bachelor and dating outside of it?
Yeah, I'm not 100% certain that he would want the role. I'm pretty like 50-50 on whether or not he would have wanted it or not. But I think the part of me that thinks he wouldn't have wanted it would be because, honestly, he got too big on his own. And I'm not talking about his ego. Like, his fame and his popularity was so big that does he even need the Bachelor? Does he... He can make his career moves and find love just fine without the Bachelor. Do you think there is such thing as becoming so popular on your season that you actually become too big to be the Bachelor or to like to strive for it?
Definitely, because here's the difference, Ash. Like, and Tyler couldn't help himself, right? He's a good looking dude. He's charismatic. People loved him. He became a star without even attempting to be it. But there is this element where when you become the Bachelor, there's a fine line between the fame and doing it for the fame. But the fame's going to come. Like, people are going to know you, recognize you, support you. But if you come into it already famous, it's going to sometimes come off as you're doing it to get famous. And I think Tyler would have been way bigger than the show. And this is where it gets to be a problem. They need people who won't be bigger than the show to be the leads.
Don't they also need somebody with a sense of relatability?
Definitely. Yeah. And I mean, I look at Tyler's pictures. The guy puts a sweater on and like khakis and he looks at a camera and I'm like, gosh, dang. Like, and he bites his lip and it looks good. I'm not kidding you, Ashley. I was with Jessica and he posts his picture on Instagram of him standing up on a wall with a sweater on and khakis. He bites his lip and looks at the camera and I'm like, this is hilarious. I was like, Jessica, try this. So I tried to do the same look. I should post it. It's embarrassing.
You should post it.
It's embarrassing. It is. I look. I don't even know what to say. Like, it's just, you look at it and it feels awkward. Like, it just makes you feel a certain way inside. And this guy does it day after day after day.
Mm-hmm. I know. Yeah. I know. You'll have to tell me about it. Ben, we want to talk about Hannah and her Dancing with the Stars partner, Alan Bernstein. I was reading some comments on the Almost Famous Facebook group today. And there are a lot of people shipping this couple and a lot of people saying that they sense more chemistry between her and Alan than they ever did with anyone on her season. So we could possibly have a love match there. I'm just, you know, I'm not trying to start rumors or anything. I think the rumors are already in existence. I think rumors are always in existence with two people on Dancing with the Stars who are partners and they're both single. And maybe I'm not really sure if Alan is single, but based on Insta stories, I feel like he is.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, wasn't the same rumor for him last season with his partner? I forget his partner's name. Yeah. And I mean, here's the thing. And this is why, and I've heard this from past Dance with the Stars contestants, doing Dancing with the Stars is somewhat dangerous for a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you trust your partner, even if you're madly in love, you're dancing for 9 hours a day. You're, you know, it's a very intimate experience. Like, and it makes sense on why you would connect on a whole different level with your partner because you have to. Like, good dancing partners, even if there's not a romantic chemistry, they'll tell you that there's a chemistry that is undeniable. Like, you can see it in the way they move, the way they operate, the way they touch each other and look at each other. It just happens. And so two single people dancing against each other, hey, I've been in college once. Like, you get attracted to the person.
I know, you do. Like, sometimes so much physical touch and, like, intimate physical touch, too. You know, like, their, like, pelvises are, like, together. I don't know how I would be – I would not be okay with Jared doing it. Would you be okay with just doing something like that so rigorously, so many times a week?
You know, here's the difference. And I think you would actually say this about Jared as well. Like – Jess has like no desire to look at anybody else. Like, that's one of the best things about her. And it's, I know that about Jared also, but it would be hard for me to watch her be so close.
Yeah. I know nothing would happen, but it'd be super weird to like sense any sort of like, even like friendship chemistry that was so touchy.
Mm-hmm. And
Alan is single, by the way.
Is he? Well, hey, who knows? I mean, I'll ship it. I'll ship relationships.
I'm
in a relationship
cute.
Type of mood. Like, you want to date you, date you. If you want to date her, date her. If you want to date him, date him. Like, let's just start dating again. It feels like we haven't dated in a while.
Yeah. And before we go to break and get Jason and Caitlin in studio, I just want to remind everyone that we are going to be doing Almost Famous Live on January 11th in San Francisco at the Palace of the Fine Arts. So it's Ben and I together live on stage in a big fancy palace theater, Palace of the Fine Arts, San Francisco, Saturday, January 11th. You can buy tickets now on Ticketmaster and on apeconcerts.com.
Third Love is the greatest bra I've ever worn, and I don't have to go to the mall and have awkward questions about my breast size or like what occasion I was shopping for underwear for. And it just fits. It's amazing. Third Love uses data points generated by millions of women who have taken their Fit Finder quiz to design bras with breast size and shape in mind for the perfect fit and a premium feel. Third Love offers more than 80 sizes, including their signature half cup size. And that's so important. I realized that I was a half cup size. I feel like if shoes come in half sizes, bras really should come in half sizes. Every customer has 60 days to wear it, wash it, put it to the test, and if you don't love it, you can just return it, and Third Love is going to wash it and donate it to a woman in need. And like I've said week after week, donating bras is actually far more challenging than you think it is. You can't just give it to Goodwill. They won't accept them, but Third Love finds a woman who will use it and love it. And they also have fit stylists that are available every day via text, chat, or phone. Third Love knows that there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering our listeners 15% off your first order. So go to thirdlove.com/famous. That is thirdlove.com/famous right now to get your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/famous for 15% off your first purchase today.
We've already started. Jason, Caitlin, and Brett are in studio. We promised you some really special guests, and they're here with us now. We're talking – it started with us talking about NFL football and Jason losing his mind when the Bills are playing, and it's moved now into Caitlin's luck on the blackjack tables. Brett, you're saying Caitlin doesn't follow the rules. It's surprising to everybody that Caitlin doesn't follow the rules.
Yeah, you would have thought that she'd be on the straight and narrow and 100% would follow every rule and never push the envelope.
I'm Canadian.
Yes, yeah, Caitlin Bristow here. So we're playing in at Saru Lamar, this amazing resort that isn't open yet. But
should we set this up a little bit? You guys, what? Okay, so you guys, we are here with Brett Kiesel.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. Caitlin Bristow, and they're here in support and promotion of the new music video that you guys did together. It's called Drink About Me, and you filmed the music video in the Bahamas where you played this blackjack.
That's right.
Great setup, actually.
Great frame right
there. Way to be professional on this, both you guys. I have to say it was one of the greatest adventures that I've ever had in my life, was hanging out with you guys and being in the Caribbean. And the best part wasn't what we filmed on, you know, on the camera, but I believe it was all the behind the scenes kind of BS that we got up to that was a pile of fun. So we're playing cards on the final night at this little bar at the place, and I loved everything about it. And so we're playing cards. Ramen is the best.
He's looking out another
special guest. He's looking out the window. He's looking at other dogs that he probably doesn't like. He's like, I can take you.
I have a treat.
So we are playing cards. And I mean, this Ramen's got more Instagram followers than pretty much most of my friend base. But Caitlin never follows the rules. She's at 17. And she's hitting. No. I'm the dealer, and I'm at a 5 showing. So, you know, book says I've got probably 15. You're at 17. Just let me lose, whatever. And she hits again and gets a 421. Why did you do that? Yet she's winning. She's winning. Same thing. She's got a 10 and an 8, but I'm showing an ace. Okay, well, you stayed 18. You just stayed 18, cut your losses. I've got an ace. I asked for insurance just to be a cordial guy, but it never happened. So you think I've got blackjack, and she hits and gets a 3. 21. Why do you hit on an 18? And she did it, and she took $100 out of my pocket, and I couldn't believe it. And you took $100 from me as well.
She's a savage, though. Like, we'll start off betting $1, $2, $3. And then all of a sudden, Caitlin, double down. So here we are, still betting $1 or $2. Caitlin's like, $100, let's go.
I just trust my intuition.
So, I mean, Caitlin, this brings up our very first question for you. I want to hear from you and Jason. Caitlin, you don't follow the rules. That's not like a surprise. And it seems to always work out for you.
Yes.
How?
I feel like I'm a risk taker. And I mean, things have not worked out for me. But when you take risks, more things work out for you because less people are doing it. It's math. Is it science? What is it? It's math.
It's simple math. The moon were made of cheese.
Yeah, would you eat it then? I feel like I just take chances and I don't look back. And I feel like that works out for people more often than you would think.
A chance that you guys took was going from friends to lovers.
Mm-hmm. Let's get right into it. Waste no time.
Do you recommend people being friends before they jump into a relationship?
If you have the opportunity, yes, I do recommend that.
Yeah, I mean, so I did, like, you and I hit it off from the get-go, but she put me in the friend zone for a while. So
yeah,
I had to break out of that. So, but I think at the end of the day, like, we were just with a couple that had been married for 9 years. We said, what's the secret? And his response is, like, we go through hell. We go through good times, great times. But at the end of the day, we're just best friends.
Yeah.
So I think, like, if that's your foundation, I mean, you'll make it through anything.
Yeah.
But you could speak. How did you meet your wife?
Well, Cecilia and I have been married 8 years. I asked her to marry me when I was 19 years old.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
So, but same thing with friends. I think the biggest thing is that, in general, I would say it's really great that we built a friendship because we were just friends, and I don't even know when we started dating. We crossed over from friends to really great friends to friends with benefits to dating to engage. We were just friends, engaged. So that's kind of
that was like us.
Yeah.
We only dated for like 3.5 months, maybe not even.
And really? So the biggest thing is you can't take society's opinion into this thing and be like, oh, we only dated for 3 months. Like, how can you really be engaged? If you knew everything about it because you've got that great foundation of a friendship, then that's amazing. But at the same time, anybody listening right now and maybe is thinking, no, I can just go straight into relationship, but I'm listening and everybody's telling us that we need a friendship first. I think it's important to say, no, you do what's best for the two of you in every crossroads that you meet. Mm-hmm. And that's where it brings in you just kind of just be, you know, marching to the beat of your own drum.
Yeah.
You know, that's the same thing with us.
Yeah.
We just did our own thing. And oh my God, did we ever get flack? And did I ever get flack asking Cecilia to marry me at 19 years old?
Yeah.
I would say 95, and that's a huge percentage. 95% of people said, you are making a mistake. This is bullshit.
Yeah.
What you're doing is wrong.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad I did.
Aw, now you guys have three kids.
The sweetest kids. I'm obsessed with them. I'm obsessed with your kids.
I thank you for saying that, but I do agree.
Yeah.
I think they are the sweetest kids.
Yeah, they really are.
You think there's anything to it? I want to hear from all of you here. We can obviously learn from you, Brett, but there's something to having a friend as a partner. I'm thinking as you guys talk, I feel like I'm easier on my friends than I am in my romantic relationships. So like my friends can cause havoc, make a scene, get angry at me, et cetera. And we're going to work through it pretty quickly. Like we're either going to talk about it right away or we're going to have a beer and figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
In romantic relationships up until really Jess, is when they would hurt me or maybe we'd have an argument or maybe we just disagreed, I felt like I was harder on that person. And there was all of a sudden in the back of my mind, oh, maybe this isn't right. But if you have the friendship built, I'm wondering if there's something to be said about the fact that you're just going to be easier on that person and you're going to learn to like them as a friend. And then, you get the benefits of loving them as well.
That's a really interesting point.
That is a great point. Wait. I mean, good for you to be reflective in that way and kind of see, you know, maybe what you've done well and maybe what you haven't done well moving forward and take that to your relationship.
Yeah.
I don't know who wants to start on this thing, but I think that's a great question.
Well, I do too, but it's interesting because I feel like I am just so hard on all the closest people. Ramen, you
cannot
ruin this podcast.
I like it. He's trying to talk.
Makes it very authentic and raw. Like, it's like
so real.
To me, Jason will agree with me on this, is that I'm so good with my friends. I'm so understanding. I'll get through anything. I'll like be level-headed about it, but with relationships, and we did start off as friends, I'm so hard on him, and I'm hard on my sister, and I'm hard on my mom. I'm not hard on my dad because he's a freaking angel, but like I'm just like I feel like I'm actually so hard on people that I'm the closest with, like family more than anything. And so I don't know. That's a great theory that you have, but I don't know if that works for me.
I think I don't know. This is kind of a little bit off, but I feel like I'm most honest, even if it like can be sort of hurt critical.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just like being like super honest because like if that bugs me, I'm just going to tell you. But Jared would actually prefer me not tell him sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you want to know everything that bugs you?
So I think not everything, right? Because I think you got to pick and choose. Like I've learned that in a relationship.
He's
you
very
have
good
to
at picking
pick and choose
your
battles. Because if you bicker about everything, it's going to be a nightmare. That being said, in my opinion, like open communication is so key. But you have to like set a standard. What I say to myself all the time, am I saying this for ego or am I saying this for an actual like value add to our relationship? How many times do you do something for ego and you say it condescending and negatively because you're trying to be stern and make your point? And what I'm like really working on is like when I have an argument, it's that we can walk out of that argument better than when we went in.
Let me tell you, that's wise.
Not always been like I've done the exact opposite, but it ends up getting you nowhere. Like when you're stubborn, brash, and you're doing things strictly for ego, the result of it is almost
Are you describing
worse.
Me?
Did I mention passive aggressive helps? No. So that's my take on it.
I think that every relationship is different. And honestly, the minute you maybe start to compare certain things is the minute that you lose in that relationship because every human being is different. But with that being said, starting with a friendship and having an amazing friendship as a foundation is a very, very important thing. Because at the end of the day, I mean, once you cross over to what would be friends with benefits, and when you're young, and you're in love and you're very, very passionate about each other and sex plays a big part of that and you're doing it because it's fun and it's amazing and you're doing it for kids. And then as you get older and maybe that part, you know, leaves, do you have a friendship? Mm-hmm. And I think to myself that although I would love to get down with Cecilia every day of my life until the day that I die, literally, I understand that maybe as I get older, it's a friendship, it's traveling, it's dinners, it's having things in common that's going to be very, very important. And what I've had to learn based on what Jason was saying is the honesty component based on what you brought up, Ashley. That is such an interesting thing that Cecilia is extremely honest. She is brutally honest, but she says that from the get-go.
Mine's more like no filter.
So if you look at game theory, like what is, so if you're going to over-communicate, the other theory is you under-communicate. Yeah. So in my opinion, if those are your two options, definitely over-communicate.
Right. Yeah.
Under-communicating creates like all different barriers and issues, et cetera. So you tell them how it is, girl.
You guys just got moved in together.
Yep.
It's been 3 months?
Since
three,
June.
Four months?
End of June.
June.
Yeah.
No, early June.
It was?
Yeah, June 3rd.
How,
4 months.
How has that experience been? It's hard. It's hard. I mean, well, actually for Jared and I, it wasn't hard. And I don't really know why, but I feel like he was like kind of here in LA for some time. He was here for like 9 months before we moved in. And you guys, like Jason, you moved from Washington State into a whole other place.
Sure.
So how was that mix?
To me, it was, there's issue, not issues, but there was like things to get through, but they weren't anything that I was concerned about. Like, he's cleaner than I am, which is
Jared's cleaner than
amazing.
I am. Yeah.
But it was, I'm so set on how, I mean, I've lived there for 3 years and from the get-go, I decorated the place. I was like specific on what I wanted and how I wanted it. And it was just like a passion project of me to make this house my home. And so it's very much my style. It's definitely not Jason's style.
Oh my God. We are going through the exact
same thing. And but I was like, I found it a little bit challenging when he came in because one, he's so respectful and like so great about it that that helped. But two, I was like, no, you can't move that. That's where I have things.
No, of course.
And you can't like the nightstand on his side. I had like crystals and like all these girly stuff set up and this little pink thing that said goals on it. And he was like, nope. And he put everything in a drawer and I'm like, No.
Yeah.
I think this is like a huge thing. This is a generalization, but in general, I think people are getting married later.
Right.
And as a result of that, I think that's usually career driven, right? So people are very independent. If male, female, whatever you are, everyone is so focused on pursuing their career.
And finances.
And everyone's just kicking ass,
but
right?
But then you have your own place. You create your own place because of that, and you make it your own. And
exactly.
It's so personal to you.
So personal.
And I think we all figure out that you're so independent, and then you got to bring the powers together. And then Ben and Jess are probably going to go through that soon. Yeah. And you and Jared went through that. And you learn so much about each other because we were so independent, so career driven, and now you're under one house. So if I had to, when someone asked me that question, I think the first month, it was tough. I think it was really tough because you're trying to align your idiosyncrasies in a world that's not very conventional and also a work schedule that's not like an 8 to 5. So the first month was really tough, but I think we learned a lot about each other. And now
he has his own bedroom.
Yeah. Exactly. My sister and I, so Jared moved into my sister and my place, and we wanted to make it like very Kardashian glam.
Yeah.
And then he moves in 2 months after it's decorated.
Yeah.
And he didn't make it a big deal, but then once she moved out and we got married, it was like, okay, we're going to make this place our home now. Mm-hmm. So we changed the color scheme. We like added some dark navy blues.
Yeah.
And like anything that would kind of complement what was already there, and then like get new like big things like the couch. So now it's way more manly and comfy. And then we turned her bedroom into what he likes to call an office, but I like to call his man cave.
Yeah.
But still, even though it was predominantly his room because I have a glam room,
right.
I still wanted to have my own touches on it. It was like, no, this pattern goes with this and this color goes with that. You can't put that together. And he's a little annoyed that I still had input on his room. And then like, because his room is technically, if you're just going to call it our office, then a couple Superman action figures in a yo-yo is not decor.
I was going to ask how much Superman and Patriots.
So that's what I don't mind. Like we did it really cool. We made like a gallery wall with the Superman and like my Giants poster with his Patriots poster. Yeah. And it was really cool. But then there's just like little things that like if I'm not around, he'll like add in while I'm at work.
Yeah.
And then I'll come back. I was like, why the f*** did he put a beep? Why did he put a yo-yo there?
Yeah.
He put a yo-yo on display.
I love it.
And I was
was it like his grandfather's yo-yo?
No, my aunt got it for him for last Easter.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
But like I was like, no, you put that in our like game cabinet.
I love it.
Did the auntie like put like a 25 cents in the mall and that's spin and get a yo-yo and be like, oh, I'm gonna give this to him.
Like yo-yos that we used to use in like the late 90s and you did the doggy walk thing on
there.
Yeah, I don't know. But it's the only thing we bicker about is that's trying so to make like what was my place now our place.
Wait,
I think the common theme though, so like if I look at Brett and Cece and you and Jared and Jess and Ben and Caitlin and I, is we have these like little bickering battles. But at the end of the day, it's like from what I've seen, all of us are like teammates. Like Jared is always have your back. You always have Jared's back. You support each other. You pump each other up. You and Cece are the same way. I see you guys interact and you're helping with the kids and it's just a two way street. And just Ben, I saw your thing yesterday with Jess, like Jess, you're gonna be embarrassed by this, but I'm so proud of like what you're achieving with Nashville. So I think like that is the common theme, like we battle and we bark and we go at it, but like I consider the friendship is also like a like you're a teammate, like we're on the like we do things kind of together as one.
Yeah, you know? And it's also like when you have those little bickering things, they're always over something super dumb, and you can both acknowledge that it's really silly, and then you always know that the argument is going to resolve itself in like 15 minutes, if even.
Can I ask a quick question? Because we have this, so I would say maybe I'm speaking for us, but. For me, if we're going to fight, there's the reason to fight is like, I want to get something out of it and like let's talk about it and let's not repeat it.
Yeah.
Do you, in your relationships, do you guys have someone that like someone brings the heat and the anger and then someone usually brings the, like the rationale, or does that role switch?
It's me. I'm so bad about it. And it's very much an ego thing.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I'm going to fight about something based on principle and I just do not accept it. And it's just the way that it is, but it's an ego thing. Whereas I won't see maybe the point.
Mm-hmm.
or what have you. And that is something I have to work on big time. And then it gets into another thing about, okay, well, how was I raised? What was this? You know, why am I thinking this way? Why do I have this strong stance on opinion X, Y, Z? Yeah. You know what? Like it, that gets to be pretty bad and has gotten in the way of our relationship from excelling.
Yeah.
And to be honest, maybe if I wasn't such a dumbass in the early days of our relationship, and I'd like to say, okay, 19. Well, yeah, we were young and blah, blah, blah. But you know what? An idiot's still an idiot. And if I wasn't such a dumbass, how much further ahead could we have been?
Right.
And that's the biggest thing, is to not let the ego get in the way of exactly what you're saying. I'm going to fight about this based on I want this result, and this really means a lot to me.
Yeah.
And then if the partner says, well, I don't care. Well, then you're actually saying, I don't care what means a lot to you.
Yeah.
About what, and then if they say, okay, if it means a lot to you, we need to discuss it. We need to see, and we need to find compromise. Yeah. And compromise isn't 50-50. And it shouldn't be. Compromise is often 90-10. Like, I actually just want you to support me just 10% on this thing, and I'll take it the other 90.
Yeah.
Or everything you're doing, in my opinion, is 100% wrong, and I need you to just come 90% on this thing. I don't know, but you discuss that case by case.
The I don't get it. Like, when you say, I don't care, I don't care. Yeah. That's always the most annoying, because if you're saying I don't care with any sort of attitude, it means you totally care. We really need to continue talking about it.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And I'm kind of bad at that, where I find myself saying, ugh, I don't care, I'm done talking about it. And he's like, no, let's get to the root of the issue. And what can we do to, and I'm like, I don't care. I'm totally the spaz.
And I'm like you. And it sounds like Dr. Phil in between us right here is just so good about it. It's like your maturity. How old are you again?
30. Yeah.
He's so lovely.
Like, that's crazy.
I get annoyed at him for just being so amazing. It's annoying.
Good for you, Tardik. Good for you. You're a beauty.
I need that one.
And then I'm like, on that note, Ben, when are you guys moving in?
You know what the most frustrating thing about relationships is?
Yes.
When you really start to like the person and you really start to get to know the person, then all these things that you're talking about, you can't hide anymore.
Yeah.
So like, I'm listening to you. I'm like, I bet at the beginning you could be passive aggressive, Caitlin, and totally. Jason feel bad and be like, I don't get it. Why is she upset? Brett, I'm sure with your wife as you're 19 and you know, you're messing up all the time, it just kind of feels like you're learning as you go. But as you get to know the person, then all of a sudden you start to see through all the mixed languages and the attitudes and the comments, and then you're like, screw this. Like, I can't manipulate. I can't be smarter than this person anymore. Yeah. I can't make this person feel bad.
Yeah.
They get me, and I hate it.
Yeah.
That sucks. It's
tough to be vulnerable sometimes, and even for dudes. And I know that that's changing. It's 2019 and everything like that, and emotions and stuff like that are coming into play. But it's tough, honestly, as a man sometimes to be so vulnerable and to really talk about your feelings, because we have a lot more layers than we let on. Mm-hmm. You know, where often girls are and can be an open book, and I think guys can be a little bit more closed in that regard. But if there's any advice I would give to anybody in a budding relationship or just married, or married for 10 years, because we can always talk about those things, is to say, be okay to be vulnerable, because sometimes it is, if you do that and you get hurt, you still learn a lesson from it. Mm-hmm. So don't waste a good crisis in that regard.
Mm, I like that.
Very good advice.
That's powerful stuff. Well, hey, I want to spend a moment here. I want to take one break, and then I want to spend a moment talking to Brett about why you're actually in studio today.
All right.
We got Caitlin, Jason, and Brett in studio. We're talking about Brett's newest single, Drink About Me. He chose
Drunk
Jason and
About
Caitlin.
Me. Drink About Me.
Yeah. No, we got drunk a lot. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, just a lot going on there. Hey, Brett, let's start with this. Just to clear everything up for the audience, why did you choose Caitlin and Jason to be in this video?
You know what? Quick story is, Cecilia, she had a wonderful idea. She said, you need to cast a real couple and you need to cast Caitlin and Jason. Simple as that.
Is it because Caitlin loves drinking?
I'm so drunk right now. Yeah. I'm like trying to hold it together. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm not saying no. No. It was very, very simple. The song and the content had, I think it's such a great message. And it's a memory song disguised as a drinking song. And I think for me, I wanted to make sure, and for Cecilia, obviously it was her idea, was to say, we need somebody who's got great memories and a very solid relationship, and a relationship that she and I really respect and adore. So I thought that the two of you guys, it was based on that first and foremost. And then there comes the angle of, okay, now I don't want to get all, how do I say it? It's not, conceited isn't the word, shallow is the word. But this is a very attractive couple, right? Okay, so if you're a single girl
together,
and you want to see a guy,
yeah, I feel like you guys are like getting better looking together.
And you want to see somebody with his shirt off, watch Jason Tartig in the video, and the guy's a beauty. And if you want to see an absolute rocket, you look at at Caitlin. I'm sorry, I'm gonna put my hand on you, Jason, but let's just call a spade a spade, spade and sparrow. Great plug, but. You have a very attractive couple, and then I wanted it to be in the Caribbean. So this just all made sense, Ben and Ashley, to have these guys be a part of it. And they really brought this song to life. And visually, I think it's a stunning video with a stunning couple with a great message. And I'm really proud of them.
Aww.
Yeah. Just to give a little background out there for Brett. Brett, you're awarded the coveted Juno Award, which is equivalent to the American Grammy Award that we all know, for Country Music Album of the Year for your album, We Were That Song. So this is the second Juno win for you. Brett, you're blowing up. And this song, this single that you're coming out with Jason and Caitlin is just a part of this wave of success that you've been having.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I think that it's a really, really good time for all of us right now. And I think for country music, as over the last 4 or 5 years, it has really come to the forefront of so many people's minds. You look at everything that's happened on Bachelor Nation and stuff like that with all of the country artists that have performed on the show. Everybody around the world is loving country music, and it's no longer just your mom and dad or your grandparents' music. It is an incredible genre telling real stories of real people. And I think that we have an opportunity. And for me, as a Canadian now living in Nashville, I'm really proud that I now have an opportunity, I think, to stand toe to toe with a lot of my heroes and a lot of my peers in the business with a great song, a killer video, and a great message. So I'm really excited for this season. And honestly, this headspace that I'm in to not really take no for an answer and to just go and kick some ass in the way that I know how, in the way I hope to.
Love that.
Caitlin and Jason, this is the first time you were on camera, to like not an iPhone camera.
Yeah.
Where you were like romantic together. It was kind of like a date from TV that you never had. Was that weird or cool?
It really, I actually never thought about it like that, which is very interesting because you're so right. It was like our own little date making a music video and being on like camera together.
And I loved when we got there real quickly. So Brett came prepared with, because again, behind the scenes was the best part. He had a silver tray, champagne, two champagne glasses, rose petals, and a card. You know the cards on the show. And he's like, what did it say? It was like an introduction to the fantasy suite we never had.
Dear Jason and Caitlin, welcome to the Bahamas. Should you choose to forego your individual rooms and stay as a couple in the fantasy suite, you may do that. So I got that photo, and I thought it was a great way to kind of break the ice for us and everything. I don't know what went down in that fantasy suite. There were no cameras there that didn't make the music video, but I hope it was awesome.
But the big difference was that, like, so, you know, when you're on the show, you go on a date and you kiss or whatever, and there's cameras around.
Yeah.
But the biggest difference is here is where this is fully produced. So Caitlin and I are sitting there bickering about God knows what, and production's like, all right, here we go. Start making out. We're like, all right, let's do this. Here
I
we go.
Was so mad at him. I was so mad at him.
Why?
At one point.
Why?
I can't remember. It was something dumb where we were just arguing about nothing. And I like looked at him. I was like, I cannot stand you right now. And then the director was like,
Blake
goes, all right, make out. And I was like, ugh. But then I got over it in 30 seconds because I was like, wait, this is really good.
Well, I posted on my Instagram on makeouts, kind of the beginning of a makeout sesh with you guys today. And the funniest thing is, as you guys are making out, the first time their lips touch, Blake, our director, says, oh, yeah, that's great. Yeah, just like that. okay, and go, and he's coaching them. And he's like, no, let them be in the moment. Like, let them just enjoy this. And he's literally like, oh yeah, Kate, really good. Kate, a little bit longer. Oh, yeah, that's great. So and we funny. Got Khaled. Remember that song? Can't we just talk? Can't we just talk? We played that like 30 times to get everybody in the mood and everything. Again, just funny stories.
It was. The behind the scenes should be a music video in itself because we had so much fun.
Yeah, Drink About Me gets me in the mood. So, I mean, I just play that. That's my.
That's some good baby making music right there. Yeah. I don't care what anybody says.
Right. Hey, before we say goodbye to Caitlin, Jason, and Brett, first off, thanks for coming to the studio. We have a couple rapid fire questions for Caitlin and Jason. Ashley is always an expert at rapid fire. It's what she loves. Hey, Robin wants to play. Yeah, let's play. Ashley, take it away.
Speaking of ramen, who disciplines ramen more?
Ah, that's a good question.
I think I do.
Yeah. I don't believe in disciplining dogs.
I can't do it either.
I believe Jared in setting too. Them up for success and showing them what you want instead of they don't understand anger. Like they're like and then they think you're like barking back and they think they're playing with you and like it's this whole thing. I don't believe in reprimanding a dog.
I kind of don't either. It's really hard. Jared's like, how else is she supposed to learn if I don't look at her in the eyes and yell? It's not yelling. It's like more of like that deep man voice. And they can only do it. She doesn't listen to me when I'm like, Lois, stop.
It's like, Lois, stop. Every couple should get a dog before they have kids, though. You learn so much about parenting style and working through some of those things. So I think it's great.
Okay. We're supposed to do rapid fire.
No, it's fine. I like to discuss rapid fire. Okay. Jason, when was the last event thing that you went to for her that you didn't want to go to?
Well, good question.
It can be business oriented.
We were just in Vegas and it was great. She had two podcasts, two shows. One was with Lauren Zima at Life is Beautiful. Killed it. But then she went on stage with Nikki Glaser. And Nikki Glaser, a hilarious comedian that makes Caitlin look like a church girl. I mean, she gets into it. And that was one event I think my ears were pierced and bleeding for many, many times.
I don't even think I can put that podcast out because I was like, you know what? Like, I respect inappropriate humor, but I don't think I can even put that out because of some of the things that she said.
So that was that.
So I'll definitely be listening to that one.
It's one of the funniest things. I have this story I have to share. Sorry, Ash. I got to interrupt this because this is one of my favorite Jason stories. Is we were at this event. I'm not going to say what, because we'll point to. We were at this event, and some people went out on stage, and they said some things that were just like far off, like super crude. And Jason and I were out there as well. And we get back to the dressing room, and Jason's like, "Dude, can you believe that?" I was like, "Man, I felt awkward." He's like, "I could never go out in front of people and say that kind of stuff." I was like, "I couldn't either." And then it hit me. I was like, "You're in love with Caitlin." Like, how does that work?
That's awesome.
It's literally my jaw hits the floor at least once a day, and we're total opposites, but it works.
I say things to him like we'll be podcasting, and I'll say something so inappropriate, but like just so casually drop it that he like it takes a sec. He goes, "Ha ha." Kate, you can't say that. And I'm like, yes, I can.
Oh, boy.
I do like rapid fire where it's not exactly rapid. It's more like random questions. Yeah. And I'm looking at my list right now and I'm like, all these need explanations. How do you deal with hotels these days? Because the bathroom, like the toilet, is oftentimes just in the bedroom.
So we have no problem there. Yeah. We're disgusting.
We talked about that, though. We're like, if you can't fart in front of your significant other or let one go, then we think there's deeper issues there.
But you were not letting one go last night. You were letting it all out. It was not one.
I had a bad batch of chicken wings yesterday. What I said, I woke up this morning, I was like, Kaylin, you have seen me.
You've officially seen me.
That's it.
There's no issue.
So we're open about it. Screw it.
I think I remember us talking about that when you were here for the in-depth episode, which is about 6 months ago, and you're like, I don't know if I'm there yet, but you've gotten there.
We're far past there.
That's when things are great, though.
Yeah,
because then you could be actually physically comfortable with the person.
And Ben, have you farted in front of Jess yet?
Yeah,
or tooted?
No.
They're so proper.
I have a weird thing. My mom has never farted in front of my dad.
Yeah,
and so
my
it's
mom
like
has never done that
me
either.
To never. But... Yeah.
No way.
My grandmother, because we talked about this all the time, especially a lot of my family are, you know, can be a little bit off the wall. Mm-hmm. And she says, I would never.
Oh, my
like,
mom.
She just, oh my gosh, shoulders go up. So never. Funny. We don't do that.
You guys.
Like, literally.
I'm going to tell you something.
My mom farts in front of Jason.
That's awesome. My mom, when she was like 17, she went away on a group ski trip and they shared a bathroom.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was 1 week long. She didn't poop for an entire week.
You're joking.
Because that's how private she is about her business.
She must have gotten so sick.
I know. I can't imagine how she felt.
Gut rot.
I don't know how she didn't poop in the middle of her sleep, to be honest.
Right.
Like, her body was like, we're going to involuntarily do this.
No, she did it on the hill. Guaranteed.
Yeah.
She went into the bush on the ski hill and be like, oh, I took the wrong run. I'm sorry. I just, I was supposed to follow everybody. No, she did it in the bush.
I had previous relationships like that where I wasn't open. Yeah. I would go to like the gym. I'd go to the lobby bathroom. Like, oh, I got to take a phone call and go down to the lobby.
See, I think my mom still must do that when my dad and her are sharing a hotel room. Like, I think she probably waits until he goes somewhere.
I love it. So that's great.
So crazy. You guys, what is one thing, Jason, that you still want to get rid of that was part of Caitlin's place before it was yours?
Only one?
Give us a list.
So Caitlin has this cactus that's in her kitchen, and it started off like two straight
very
cactuses.
Erect.
Now it's turned, it's spiraled. It looks, what does it look like?
A limp piece.
Yeah. And the thing's got to go. And by the way, it's cemented on the floor with
it looks like a
duct
limp
tape.
What?
Peen.
Oh, it looks okay.
Yeah. So anyway,
I'll show you a before and after photo.
That's got to go.
It's so funny. I thought you were going to say hey, Alexa, is it Alexa? Alexa. My Alexa with pictures of Tucker still on it. I keep thinking it's ramen when I look at it, and then I'm like, oh, I should probably change that.
How much time you got, Ash?
Yeah. Okay, this is amazing. We actually don't have any more time.
Good.
This isn't a rapid-fire question, but just one that I'm obligated to ask. How does it feel that Hannah is on Dancing with the Stars and you still haven't gotten your chance?
I'm really happy about it. One, because the whole reason I spoke out about my frustration with not getting on was so that future bachelorettes could possibly have
amazing.
A chance. Mm-hmm. So I do, I mean, a small part, yeah, it's things where mm-hmm. I'm like, she's living my dream. But I'm also like, that is the reason I spoke out about being frustrated so that I could somehow have a voice for future bachelorettes to possibly get the chance to go on the show. So
awesome.
I'm very happy for her.
What do you think if she was still with Jed, you think she would be able to get that gig?
No. Yeah. No.
So this is
kind of like they threw her a bone. Same thing with Melissa Rycroft. Yeah. You know, like Jason breaks up with her on national television to go back his ex, and then they're like, but you can have Dancing with the Stars.
I know exactly.
It was interesting. We talked to Joe. We had dinner with Joe and Kendall last night, and I didn't realize behind the scenes, but Joe had told us how difficult that can be on a relationship. Something I never thought about.
Mm-hmm.
But
we're talking about at the top of the show.
Okay, yeah. So Kendall's so secure. But even Kendall said, you know, they want you to have like a very romantic dance.
Yeah.
And you're with that person mm-hmm. 8-9 hours a day. And how that could put a lot of strain on a relationship.
Definitely.
Yeah. So it's interesting to see different perspectives. But yeah, like Joe said, Joe goes, if it was Kendall, no way I could have done it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I couldn't have seen it.
Yeah,
and I've never thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were talking about it before the show. Well, once again, Caitlin Bristow walks so others can run. Speaking of that, Caitlin, we got to give you credit for your success on your own podcast that I've yet to be invited to. Not happy about it. But Caitlin Bristow has had a successful live tour now for the last year. We're going to give it a shot to Almost Famous podcast. We're learning from Caitlin as we go, just like I always have. Also, Caitlin and Jason are in studio because Brett Kiesel has Drink About Me out now.
Yeah.
Make sure you go out and download it. It's worth it. It's a hit. Thank you all for coming in.
It's such a good song. And thank you for saying all that, Ben. I appreciate that. And oh, by the way, yes, you have been invited. We wanted to get you on when you guys were in Vegas, but the iHeart show that you had to be at interfered.
Yeah, well, worth a shot, right? Still holding against you.
So good to see you guys.
And y'all, I had a blast.
Yeah,
thank you very much. Can't wait for the next time.
But
we got to get you guys out to one of our shows where we can drink some whiskey backstage and continue on more on the behind the scenes train, because the stuff we talk on the microphone is amazing, but the stuff that maybe we can say off the mic might be a little bit more fun. So we can have some good times with that.
That's awesome.
Thanks, man. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Good to see you guys.
Oh, thank you, Ramen.
Thank you, Ramen. Love you, buddy.
Bye.
Every time the sponsor's on our podcast, I talk them up because they are truly such a fantastic company. I think they're the best company in this field. And that field is flats. Women's flat shoes. They have all of my life cut up the back of my heel. Rothy's does not cut up the back of my heel. It doesn't pinch my bunion, if you needed that info in your life. And Meghan Markle likes them. She's worn them out. So if that doesn't tell you that they're stylish, I don't know what does. They are also made out of plastic recycled water bottles. So you're doing something environmentally friendly while looking very fashion forward and being very, very comfortable in them. It is no surprise that they have over 1,000 nearly perfect reviews. They're stylish, sustainable, comfortable, and washable. Yep, you just throw them in the washing machine. And they're the perfect flats for work, a date, girls' day, shopping. Like literally everything. And there's so many colors and styles to choose from. You can wear them with yoga pants, to an office outfit, dresses and skirts. You can wear them everywhere. And then you can throw them in your bag too if you are wearing heels or something and you just need something quick and comfy to change into. That's something that I do all the time. Not only do they come in a whole bunch of different prints, colors, and patterns, they also come in different styles like sneakers, loafers, points, and more. My friend actually successfully stole a pair of Rothy's from me. She was like, can I just wear these home? And she was like, just letting you know that those are the comfiest pair of flats ever. I'm like, yeah, I know. And then I realized I never got them back. Another amazing thing about these flats is that there's no break-in period, and those break-in periods can be quite painful. You can check out all the amazing styles available right now at Rothy's.com. That is Rothys.com/famous, Rothys.com/famous to get your new favorite pair of flats. I swear, you're never going to want to wear another brand's flats ever again. These are comfortable, stylish, sustainable. The shoes you've been waiting for. Head to Rothys.com/famous today.
Ben, have you ever dealt with debt?
Yeah, well, you know, for me personally, and then also a friend I know, they purchased a home. They lived in a city that rent was too high. They had to buy a home. Mm-hmm. So they bought this home, kind of overextended themselves, had an enormous amount of debt, just also coming off of school. So they didn't have the highest paying job. Mm-hmm. It's a really scary process.
Yeah.
Because you feel like no matter how hard you work, you're not keeping anything in. And I know, you know, in the United States, we're very lucky. But it does get difficult to continue to figure out how you're going to really live, how you're going to feed your family, feed yourself, have a shelter, you know, a roof over your head. So debt is a very serious thing. And I bet there's people out there right now that are experiencing it. Most people do. Mm-hmm. How many of us have looked at our finances and screamed, how can we make this much and still have so much debt?
It just creeps up on us, right? There's unexpected repairs, you know, like when your car just breaks down, yeah, or there's like this leak in your ceiling. You gotta replace the washer and dryer, medical bills, and the killer, those insane interest credit cards that you had to use to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. I have a buddy that, I mean, literally coming off of college, he had credit card debt, and we used to work with each other, and we sit next to each other side by side, and every month he would just get more and more frustrated because, mm-hmm, he couldn't pay it all down. Interest rises up, and it just continues to flow and flow and flow. It's a really, really hard scenario. And so here's a really smart move that could make you get on top of your finances. Get a fixed-rate personal loan at bestegg.com. The rates are great right now.
Imagine finally being able to pay down those crazy high credit cards and bills and then bank the money that you save each month. That would be such a relief. Customers have rated Best Egg 4.8 out of 5 stars on Consumer Affairs because of the super easy online loan app. Takes just about a minute with no impact on your credit score.
Upon approval, funds can be deposited in as little as one business day. Get your bills under control. Bank what you save. Again, bank what you save. And take control of your finances with a loan from bestegg.com. Visit bestegg.com/almostfamous. bestegg.com/almostfamous.
That's bestegg.com/almostfamous.
It's back in the off season, so obviously we're going to bring back Ben Bitches. It's not always a hit, but sometimes it is. So it's worth trying and doing. This week, I'm upset about one thing and one thing alone. It's the lack of bees that we have in the world today. I'm not happy about it. I see pesticides. I see people out there smashing bees. And here's what I'm learning as we go. Everybody in studio, shake your heads. Yes, if you agree, bees are vital, absolutely vital to the success of our environment. And if we continue to kill them, squash them, push them away, ultimately we're going to be the ones that lose. So keep the bees, start protecting the bees, understand the bees are leaving us quickly. So people out there listening, Almost Famous Podcast believes in keeping the bees.
Hey man, we need those bees. They're crucial for our life, you know?
I get it, Easton. Yeah. Need the bees.
I'm passionate about it too.
I mean, there's been a lot of people walk into studio. There's been a lot of great people walk into studio. I met this person at an airport in Puerto Vallarta as I flew in for Chris and Crystal's wedding. Whitney Franzway, welcome to the Almost Famous Podcast.
Thanks, Ben.
For having me.
Is it your first time here?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Welcome.
Thank you.
So you were dating Connor for a split second on Bachelor in Paradise. Mm-hmm. And it was a little bit of a produced scene where you guys skipped each other on the road. Mm-hmm. I don't think we cannot deny that. So I'm calling it out.
Yeah.
Whitney, you guys ended up meeting for the first time at the wedding, mm-hmm. but then you hung out again in his hotel room, and mm-hmm. you guys kind of hit it off and you began dating. Mm-hmm. How were you ever exclusive?
Yeah, actually, when we left Paradise, mm-hmm. after we left the hotel, we decided to just kind of jump right into a relationship because mm-hmm. it was going really well. And as we continued to explore that, as we left Paradise, it kind of, our spark just started to fade. Mm-hmm. And we had kind of communicated about that, the whole relationship, but we just kind of sat down and got to a point. It was just like, you know what? I think we're better as friends and we shouldn't let outside factors have a play on that. Mm-hmm. And so about 2 weeks ago, yeah, now we broke up.
Is it one of those, I mean, it looked like it was cordial and it looks mm-hmm. like it was good. You look back on that relationship, and here's always a question we get from our listeners. Does it feel like a real relationship looking back on it now?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I felt like we had a spark and connection. We just needed time to explore that further. And just because it didn't work doesn't mean, again, like we're not friends. We are. It was kind of a mutual decision. And yeah, it was real.
Do you wish that you would have ever... Like, do you wish you would have been in Paradise after watching it back the whole time? Like, was there anybody else there that, like, stuck out to you? Or do you feel like you went with the person that you best were suited for?
No, I think Connor was the only one that I really felt like I had an organic spark with when I met him that day at the wedding. So I definitely don't wish that it would have gone down differently. I think it was kind of nice that it was super untraditional because we got to know each other more in a private setting.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. You were on Nick Viall's season, the 21st season of The Bachelor. Mm-hmm. And then you didn't go on Paradise for 2 years because you had a boyfriend.
Yes.
And then you had such a late entrance in Bachelor in Paradise this time around. Do you think that because you have been talked about so much in this BIP season that you maybe be open to going again next year?
I'm definitely open to it. I hope it doesn't come to that. I kind of hope I find somebody before next year.
Understandable.
But I don't know as of now if I see myself doing it again, but never say never.
Gotcha.
I think, Whitney, one of the things that have really stood out to me was the response of viewers for you on Paradise. I mean, you're a beautiful person inside and out. I got to meet you walking into the airport. You didn't tell me that you're into somebody specific when we were in the airport. I don't think I asked you. But you have captivated audience, but you've kind of taken a low profile. Mm-hmm. But you've continued to kind of connect and build a career outside of the franchise, which is always respectable. Mm-hmm. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about what you're up to today?
Yeah, I do the social media thing like a lot of people. I think Bachelor definitely opened the doors for me in that sense. I focus on beauty, fitness, lifestyle, wellness, and now that I'm back after summer and tons of travel, I'm ready to just kind of get my feet back on the ground with focusing on that. And I'm working on something exciting. Hopefully that's going to come out in the next year in the wellness world. So stay tuned to that. But yeah, that's all I really have going on right now.
What are some glam lifestyle fitness products that you would suggest that people have to check out?
Oh my gosh, there's so many. I feel like I'm always, you're probably in the same boat. You probably are always trying new beauty
always
products. And well, I actually, the most recent thing that I just did is I work with T3 Micro Hair okay. Tools, mm-hmm. and I've been having a lot of fun exploring how to use their tools, how to do my hair different, and I think that's probably the best hair tool that I have found mm-hmm. out there. So I'm genuinely excited to be a partner with them. So if you haven't tried their stuff, you definitely should.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, Whitney, here's the thing. Is in Bachelor Nation, you come off of the show and you do the social media thing, you do the travel thing, mm-hmm. and there's always like a passion behind it. And so what is it about all of this stuff that you're doing right now that really fires you up?
Yeah, I think a lot of people in social media can sometimes struggle with purpose because they get a little bit lost in the surface level of that. But I think for me, what makes me so excited to get up and do this every day and be fortunate enough to do this is that I have a platform that I can reach so many people and make a difference in their lives. So I really try to be a positive influence with natural beauty and healthy lifestyle and just positive body image and surrounding yourself with a good community. And I think hopefully that I can be a good example for people if they're struggling with any of that, that I'm here to kind of give them tools and tips and tricks.
Whitney, I'm going to play a Bachelor rapid fire with you. Mm-hmm. When did you start watching The Bachelor?
Probably, I don't know, a few years before mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
So who was your favorite Bachelor to watch?
Be careful, Whitney.
Honestly, probably Ben's season. I feel like that's when I actually started watching seasons fully. I think okay. I kind of just watched like episodes here and there before. Mm-hmm. But I had a friend, JoJo, at the time, that did Ben's season.
So. You knew JoJo?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, so her ex, Chad, and my ex lived together in Dallas, and I went there to live there for a month, and that's when she was dating Chad, and so I got to know her really well.
Crazy.
Super crazy small world.
Not bad, Chad, just to clarify.
Yeah, different Chad.
This is the Chad that showed up with the flowers during my season. I never got to meet the guy. He was probably fine. I didn't know that, though. Is she one of the reasons why you went on the show?
Yeah, her, and then actually I watched Juan Pablo season two.
Okay.
I had another friend that did
you
that
skipped
season.
My season?
No, I watched your season two, but again, like I didn't watch the season fully, I think, until JoJo was on Ben's season. But yeah, JoJo definitely had an influence. I kind of just talked to her about experience and wanted to see if that was something that she enjoyed and something that I should be open to. So she kind of helped push me in the direction of doing the show.
Cool. Speaking of my season, I should start out there. I saw Chris Soules this weekend and he seems to be doing well. Just, I don't know if he's out there.
Where'd you see him at?
Well, he was staying at an Airbnb in West Hollywood and he was hanging out with Wells and Nick, Jared and I were at a charity event and Nick was like, it was Nick's birthday. And he was like, do you want to go over to the Airbnb and hang out for a couple, grab a beer? And we did. It was nice.
That's awesome. Good. You know what? We're wishing Chris the best and just everybody in that situation. You know, we're just thinking about him. It's never easy, but hey, it's good that you saw Chris.
Mm-hmm. let's continue this rapid fire for a second. Who was your favorite Bachelorette to watch? But I feel like you are biased here.
Obviously, Rachel.
Yeah, okay.
Because she's my bestie.
But did you have their wedding?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about their wedding.
Their wedding was so fun. Like, Rachel was the one when we were traveling on my season that we always roomed together. So mm-hmm. our friendship grew through that. To then see her, like, she had never seen the show before when she went on. And then to see her be able to be the Bachelorette and hear about that experience, I can remember so vividly to this day the phone call she gave me when she was done filming and she told me she was engaged. And I think just to be there through their whole relationship and then actually be there at their wedding was such a cool experience. And I was just so thrilled for both of them. I'm so happy for her.
Is there a little tidbit that we haven't seen on social media yet that you can let us in on?
From the wedding?
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of it was out there. I think it was pretty laid back, to be honest. But obviously there were some other Bachelor people there, like Christina, Astrid and Kevin. Who else was there? A few other people that was fun to see. Because
Eric Bigger was there.
Eric Bigger was there, yeah. So just fun to kind of get that crew back together too, because I don't get to see them that much. And obviously Astrid and Kevin and Raven and Adam are engaged too. Mm-hmm. So just kind of like fun to see all of them.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Whitney, we've heard a rumor, you can confirm, deny, or not comment, that okay. Tyler and Christina may be hanging out. Can you confirm, deny, or not comment?
I'm not sure if I should comment on that.
At least she's smiling, giggling.
It's a nice giggle. That's all we need from you, actually. That's we just need you to giggle.
Okay, my last question for you is, if you were on seasons 4 and 5 of Bachelor in Paradise, who would you wanted to see there?
The 2 seasons before me?
Yeah. The ones that you possibly could have been on if you didn't have a boyfriend.
Oh my gosh, I don't know. I feel like I can't answer that because it's kind of weird because
everybody's might hear it.
Dated them.
It's okay. It's all a weird circle.
We've all
of
dated
friends.
Each other, Whitney. It's just a big old, I mean, you see it. It's happening on Paradise this year. Just everybody dates each other these
yeah,
days.
Yeah, it is. You know, I don't know if I should date in Bachelor anymore. I'm kind of just. I'm not
We've
sure
heard
if I'm
before.
Done with that.
That's really worth talking about.
Derek told us
Connor
before he
Connor is the
went on
only
the show.
One that I dated in Bachelor Nation besides Nick.
Okay, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well.
You haven't answered the question.
Yeah,
who would have been?
Really, really
I don't know,
around
guys.
This.
I can't even remember who's on it. I'm trying to think.
You don't have one Bachelor crush that you've never met?
I don't think so, to be honest. No.
Whitney, one day you're going to walk down to that beach. I have a feeling, and your eyes are going to open up. Your heart's going to start pitter pattering and everything is going to change. Hey, Whitney, before we go, I want to have you tell our audience anything they need to follow or be ready for you that you want to support, promote, and talk about. And then last, we always like to give our guests the opportunity to tell any of the listeners and fans of you any advice, any feelings, any behind the scenes things from Bachelor, just to clear up who you are as a human.
Okay. Well, first I just want to say thank you to everybody who was so supportive of Connor and I through our relationship and us trying to work things out. And I hope you guys can continue to be just as supportive to both of us, because again, there's no hard feelings and we both wish the best for each other.
I think that's great.
Where can they follow you on Instagram?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram, just my name, Whitney Fransway. And you can learn some more tips and tricks about beauty and wellness and living your best, happy, healthy life.
Awesome. All right. Thank you for joining us.
I put a face mag on last night.
You did?
You. Yeah, Whitney, I saw your stuff. I said, hey, she's coming on the podcast. I need to make sure my skin looks good. So I threw one on. Whitney, thanks for coming
on. Looks good. Thank you for having me, guys.
Ben has really good guy skin. His pores are so clear.
Gosh dang it. Thank you.
I'm just literally telling you, this is the truth. All right, guys. Well, I think that is it for this week's episode of the Almost Famous Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us.
Really quick, before you guys say goodbye, I just really got to shout out the Flintstones.
Yeah, I was going to say, Easton, what is up with all the Flintstones stuff we have around the studio?
I'm going through a major Flintstones moment right now. It's too much to get into, but I'm really excited because they're coming back to MeTV starting now. Oh. If you have MeTV, you can see classic episodes of the Flintstones. They sent over some boxes of Fruity Pebbles and Cocoa Pebbles and some milk with Dino on it. That's the dog for the uninitiated. The Flintstones is just the greatest thing in the whole wide world. And you can check them out on MeTV on this just in. Come in weeknights at 6 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. on MeTV, America's number one classic television network. And that's the Flintstones, baby. Yabba dabba doo.
You were wearing that amazing Flintstones shirt when we were at iHeart Festival.
My wife got me a Flintstones t-shirt for our second anniversary. That's the cotton anniversary, not the Flintstone anniversary.
I love that shirt. It reminded me of a shirt that my dad had. My dad had Fred and my uncle had Barney. And they used to wear it together.
That's so cute.
Yeah. They both had bowling balls in their hands.
Hey, we got to give a thank you to Brett, Jason, Caitlin, Ashley, my co-host, and Easton, whose voice you just heard reading through the screen or through your headphones, and Whitney Fransway for coming in the studio today. This has been the Almost Famous Podcast. I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley. Toodaloo.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.